Really? That's what you're doing?
That's the Stone Temple Pilots cover of this lovely Gray Sky Eternal song.
All right. That's horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's rather grunge of me.
It's rather unattractive.
That's the word. You must have a little brain damage and you're spooning your words. Up is down, horrible's great.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I like that you're bringing the energy, by the way, Stephen Wright.
You're welcome.
It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm joined by Allison Frank today.
That's correct. That's me.
If you're watching the live recording of this, one of you.
Yeah, because you just posted it a half a second beforehand. You're supposed to prime the audience and let them know, tune in at 4:30.
The audience is not a vagina to have its clitoris stroked.
Yes, it is.
For some reason, I think if you say clitoris, it isn't dirty. But if you say clitoris, that's the one that gets you beeped.
Oh, I don't like the sound of either one. And I have one.
I like it when it rhymes with Ford Taurus, because we had a lot of cars of that make and model in the family. Happy memories.
I bet not. Ford Taurus blows donkey mud.
They both died really quickly. Yeah. I will give you that.
Okay.
But if you're watching the clip, it'll just be me talking.
Right.
And I mean, money's made with this right here. So I can't really blame you for...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I assure you, I'm not just talking. This isn't like when Jack Nicholson hallucinates in The Shining and the bartender tells him to kill his family. Allison exists. She's right there.
I do. That's true.
All right. So I'm going to pot this down.
Alrighty.
And then the show will begin.
Wow.
Lovely.
Radio magic.
Well, I'm happy to have you, Allison.
Thank you, darling. It's good to be here. I had a rough day. So.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into the behind the scenes, but it's been hard booking you lately because you've been working.
Yeah, like a mad woman.
And I know you're an adult. You're like, what, 57?
60.
62?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like my grandmother, who's been 28 for the past 50 years.
So you went through the change 10 years ago.
That's right. It's all dried
up. And because, we're polite Southern blacks, we refer to it as the change.
Correct.
Not menopause. And it's...
Why are you looking out the window?
I just don't want to look at you. You look homeless right now.
It's pretty rough. I had a long day. It started really early, and it started with me finding my patient bloodied on his dining room floor.
Like how you didn't let me build to that whatsoever.
I'm just saying it's been a rough day. I mean, you can build on it. We can talk about it. That's fine. But I'm telling you, when your day starts that way, it's just not good.
Well, you work as a caregiver. You work as a nurse.
Correct.
And lately, it's been very difficult booking you for the show because you've gone from just Sponge Town.
But that's not Sponge Town.
Where you lived with men who weren't your boyfriends, but you're like, sure, I pay rent. I'm like, where's your income coming from?
I live by myself in a house that has four bedrooms, and it's Kevin's house. It does belong to a friend, but I do pay him, and I do take care of it over there. So.
But do you pay, 20th century American payment with cash or, 18th century... I need some butter that you're churning over there, so here are some shoes I cobbled in my vagina.
It's just two goats and a rabbit skin.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Canadian trading.
That's right.
That's what I picture the Canadian stock market as.
Pelts and forest seeds.
Got this elk head, eh?
Oh, I can't be
it's
mean
filled
to
with
elk.
Molson.
Mm-mm.
So you're now busy as hell. It's been very hard.
But I was sick for a long time. And I think people, because I'm so congenial and I'm in such a good mood and, going and doing all those treatments and stuff with the tumor and all that.
Yeah, you did have a kidney tumor. But you're making yourself sound like Patch Adams, too. And I don't appreciate that. I don't want people thinking Allison comes in the studio and she's just a cut-up.
But I
she
am.
Like opens her front pocket. Oh, pull the handkerchief.
And the water squirts out of my, the flower.
Your little flower lapel,
No, but I was sick for a long time, and it's tough when you don't feel well and you're going to the doctors all the time and you're seeing specialists and all that. I really was not feeling well. I was in a lot of discomfort, but I kind of just pushed through it because that's the nature of me.
That's what the greats do.
And I mean, I was working still, but I wasn't working like I am now. Now that I've had the tumor out and I'm feeling
better. I'm
going
to have to call you on that one.
I don't know
how much we can say you were working.
I was working. How did my bills get paid?
I have theories.
Right.
So. I have theories that rhyme with ostitution.
Okay. Anyhow, but I don't know.
You weren't working a ton. You were working a little. You had like little weekend gigs here and there.
Correct.
You were making ends meet like someone did in the village in 1962. Like you had your little black beret on. You're like, man, I totally worked 3 Saturdays ago.
It's me. Because I'm a beatnik.
On your bongos.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyhow, so now that the kidney stone in the tumor is out, now I've been working like crazy.
All the time, like 7 days a week. Like
7
actual
days
working.
Of work. I mean, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not when I have to commute, do a heavy commute sometimes.
That's made it a bitch to record. I can't get a hold of you, but...
Oh, it's tough.
Apparently, one of your patients had a no-good, rotten, very bad day.
Yeah.
And my first reaction was, so he's in the hospital? Okay, let's record.
That's right.
You don't have to watch him all day because he was so seriously injured at age 91 that he's beyond your care.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And you said yes?
That's correct.
And I said, let's get in the studio and make that magic. But yeah, you're watching an old guy.
Yeah.
Because your job is all these years later,
yeah,
you say you're a nurse.
Correct.
But you kind of just like watch people. You watch like ADD
but that's what
kids
I make
and old people.
But that's what I make it sound like. And when I worked in nephrology and I did that for 7 years, I made it look effortless.
Well,
and even when I was working at the hospital and I was in the emergency room and I was in intensive care.
I get it.
People thought I was just having
fun.
You're
the number 23 of the game. I get it. But
it just makes it seem easy.
But it is work.
Yeah.
I think you're shoving catheters in.
Sometimes I do that.
But you're never, as far as I can tell, you're never even in a hospital. You're just like,
I was at the hospital today. And I was at a rehab center the
but
other
like,
day. Yeah.
You had an old patient to get back to what you gave away at the beginning.
No, but I do rehabs and I do fill-ins and stuff. But sometimes it's just one-on-one with that person in the rehab. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it is, you know,
what
sometimes
I gather,
there's
though,
dressing changes.
You drive to houses, which is not what a nurse does. You're like, up at this old guy's house and he was in a puddle of his own blood and he fell down last night and was lying there like a turtle flipped over in the desert waiting to die. Yeah. And I think a nurse is like, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to smoke every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take my yellow nicotine tipped fingers and again, finger butts and empty vomit pans and things like that.
Well, nursing assistants typically do that. Not that nurses don't do that also, but that's really the work of the nursing assistant.
Yeah.
And she does direct care.
You sound like an adult babysitter, from what I gather.
I mean, that's kind of what a nurse is. You know what I'm saying? Nursing should be, you know, we're there when your mom can't be. You know, that kind of thing. You know, kiss your boo-boos.
So you're an actual RN?
LPN, correct.
What is that? That's a difference. That's like when I tell chicks I'm on the radio and then they're like, where can I listen to you? And I'm like, the internet.
It's a licensed practical nurse.
Licensed practical nurse.
Correct. As opposed to a registered nurse.
So you took like an internet course from the University of Arizona.
No, I mean, I had to go to school for, 2 years. So.
2 years. Two
correct.
Whole years.
Yeah. But I graduated early.
How much does a real nurse have to go to school?
4 years.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right.
It just depends. You can become an RN 2 years too.
You are the counselor to the nurse's psychiatrist.
Yeah. But sometimes people can go, you can be an LPN and it could take 3 years. You can be an RN and it can take 6 years.
So do real nurses call you the N-word when referring to you?
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, because I know my stuff and I've been in nursing a long time.
Do they emphasize the N in LPN? Because that's what they're going for.
I graduated top of my class.
Okay.
Oh, nobody's making fun of me.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that like when you aced Burger U with like a focus in pickles?
That's right. I got my pickle badge. I can wipe your ding dong. I'm a primo ding dong wiper. So you
I want that isolated.
Yeah.
Talking to the producer we don't have that I'm going to pretend we have. I want that isolated and put on to the replay machine.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyhow. But there are nurses, home care nurses, and that's what I do. So, primarily. But they'll send me wherever there's a need. So,
okay.
So, hospice goes to homes, too.
I guess you are something of a real nurse.
Correct, yeah.
To me, I just want you to know we're friends. I don't like secrets between us.
Yeah.
I think of you as a nurse the same way Bill Cosby's like, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
And then you find out he's a doctor of physical education. And you're like, oh, so you're a gym teacher. And he's like, no, I'm a doctor. Right. And we say, agree to disagree, put on a funny sweater.
Yeah.
And teach Rudy a lesson.
We actually did have one of the patient's families, and he demanded to be called doctor all the time. But it was like he was a doctor.
But that was his first name.
Yeah. He was a doctor.
Stop making it sound silly.
You know, horticulture or something. You're like, whoa. Like, you're not a medical doctor. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It seems ridiculous, but I mean, they have to go to school and they earn their degree, blah, 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 you know?
That is, I make people address me as on-air talent, John Papagiorgio.
Yeah. I mean, I actually did work for a congressman one time, and he answered the door as Congressman so-and-so. He's like, oh, I'm Congressman so-and-so.
And so he had no pants, so things got weird.
Basically, he really did have no pants. He came to the door in his bathroom.
Wow, okay. Was his old bag out to the side.
I mean, it could have, you know, caped open like a circus tent, you know.
I am getting to the point now, like my bag is so hangy that sometimes, and by sometimes, I mean like 80% of the time, if I drop one and then I just start urinating, sometimes it'll like graze the side of the bag, like if it's cold, so I've retracted a little.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's gotten so
ugly. The 91-year-old doesn't even have that problem.
I just ignore what's going on there because it's gotten so ugly, and it used to be so pretty.
This guy's in, really, other than this fall, I mean, this guy, he's in just tip-top shape. I mean, he broke his back. He broke his neck. He broke his hip.
I don't even get what breaking your back means. Is that like your spine is severed? Is that when you get a monkey and you blow into a straw?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no way people don't train those things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have to train the monkey to tug you off. Like, that's like the secret menu at In-N-Out.
I don't know.
They're like, monkey type, monkey do this, monkey do that.
Why wouldn't you train your nurse to do that?
I don't know. If you say Jack Skellington, the monkey will work your glands furiously.
Anyhow, my patient, he is fine. He's okay. They admitted him to the hospital, but only because his potassium and his creatinine were high.
Also, he spent the night in a puddle of his own blood.
But that's why I felt so bad. Like, the poor guy, he was just laying there, and I was like, when did this happen? And
I like how you say that. Like, it means you have extra empathy. Like, the average person walking in to seeing a 91-year-old face down.
He was
after
up.
A night in their own blood. But just be like, hey, Pops, did the DVR catch the leftovers last night? Because last time you messed up.
But it was like the room looked like someone who's, I mean, obviously he's trying to save his own life and not fall, but he knocked the silver tea set off.
So it was like
off.
Chevy Chase as Gerald Ford. He's just like, whoa.
In the ladder prep fall. I mean, wow. He's just knocking the whole room to shreds.
Nice.
I mean, there was some busted wooden legs from something. I don't know. And
he
I
sounds
was
incredibly
like,
powerfully violent for a 91-year-old.
Well, he's 6 foot tall. And I don't know.
He studied under Bruce Lee.
He's a doctor, actually. He's a dentist.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit more doctory. I'm willing to accept that.
But he's also a pilot, too. I mean, this guy is very well.
Wow.
He's quite accomplished.
What a renaissance man.
Yeah. And I just learned this story today because he had gotten married at 80 years old. Like, who gets married at 80?
Please tell me she was like 28.
I want to.
And he did it to acquire her land.
I want to say that, but she's actually 93.
No!
He dated up.
That's like the non-sexy version. Like, he's doing that to acquire her condo in Boca.
And she was a stewardess for years.
Wait, on the Wright Brothers flight?
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. She married the vice president of United.
I was the vice president of the Confederacy, old broad.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. But I learned today while we were in the hospital, I was talking to his brother-in-law, and I was saying, well, like, how did they meet? Like, why get married at 80 years old? Like, 80, you're just getting hit.
She's getting tired of playing the field.
No, and actually, there is a large community. The lady that I was working with in South Carolina, she was talking about being in like a retirement community that has a lot of homes. They're not like the condos or the not like an assisted living facility, but where retired, you know, seniors go to, I don't know, sun it up and play golf.
They can watch me as I text while I'm recording. Go on.
Anyhow, so she was saying that in Myrtle Beach, this community that she lived in, that men were kind of rare, the widowed men or the single men that would move into the, and so there was women in particular, like they would just hop on them at the community events and all that. And she was saying that one woman, she's over 80. She had been married 4 times in like 6 years.
Oh, what a man eater.
I know.
That old bat cannot get enough rod.
So listen to this, what your mother said. So I was telling your mom about this patient, right?
Oh, please tell me it was nothing sexual whatsoever. I've been spared that. My parents had the most sexless marriage that's ever existed. I think one
time.
But I
think you're right, because she said now what she realizes, your mom is 70.
I think now she wants to be sewn up like a football. That's what she wants, ideally.
No.
Just put the salt that you use to keep the ice off the roads in there and sew it up and let it just shrink like an African head.
Like snails.
Yeah.
Like they do with snails.
Just turn it into nothing.
Doesn't it fry them or something? I don't know. Drives them
slugs
up.
Slugs? You ever did? Yeah, you put salt on it. It just like slowly melts right through them.
Oh, this is terrible.
I mean, it's hilarious when you're a kid.
I've never done that. I don't want to torture
anything. Or use what they're called Fresnel lens. I think Fresnel lens.
Yeah.
And it's this big piece of plastic about 12 by 12 inches. And it focuses all the sun's rays into this little point.
Yeah.
And you can use it to just pop ants like a popcorn kernel.
I don't like
that. And you can use it to melt asphalt. And of course, your friend is bent over getting the ants. And one time I just burned his neck right on the spine because who could resist?
I was telling your mom that this guy, he's very, his mobility is not good, but his mind is very sharp. He's got a killer sense of humor. He's a very funny guy, very quick witted, very sharp. His wife, on the other
hand. Was he born Cassius Clay?
He could have been. I think he's like the real life John Wayne. I mean, the pilot, the dentist, the Renaissance man. I mean, just he's just a cool guy to work with. And
this is Mr. 91 still.
Yes.
Okay.
And his wife, Ms. 93, the stewardess, blah, 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 and maybe a bombshell.
Look at him, MILF slaying.
So he, I was telling your mom this, and I said, 80? Like, why do you get married when you're 80 years old? Like, that's crazy. They've been married for 12 years or something. And she said, you know what? I guess it's for intimacy, is basically what she was saying. Because men, she says, what I've realized now is that men really crave, you know, intimacy, meaning
I like
sex.
How only men, oh, she meant sex.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual intimacy, not
like
as a euphemism.
No.
Like we're in New England in 1638.
And so
I thought we could talk like adults, sorry.
So, anyhow, she was saying, like, I realize how important that is. And I guess he just wanted to get married so he could get some, basically.
Why? Oh, my God.
And I said,
is that how dumb my mom is? Sorry, I'm not going to continue.
But I do. I mean, we've said this 100 times before. And I do think that men gain their greatest sense of approval through sex. And I did talk to your mom about
it. It's not
that.
A bad one. Getting
but
hired by SiriusXM to fill in on Opie and Anthony's channel would be higher, but...
But we've done a segment before on the radio show where we asked men this question, like, would they rather be looked down or thought of as stupid by their peers at work or their coworkers, or thought to be a lousy lay by anyone that they've ever slept with?
Uh-huh.
And they said, screw my job. I could care less about my job. I don't care what people think. You know what I mean?
Well,
but don't tell me I'm a lousy
lay. Unless
you're serving
under the president, what do you really care about the opinion of your peers? If you know in your heart you're not bad at work, then what's it matter?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So really, scrumping is tops for men. So if you're not thought to be good in bed, then, you know what I mean? Then I guess you move on to someone who thinks you're the cat's pajamas in bed.
Yeah, just find like a virgin. Be the only one they've ever been with. And like, I guess he's good.
Then be the only man
in that
cave. It
stopped hurting after a while and it doesn't last long.
Oh, goodness. So your mom said that. And I said, you know, it's funny you should say that. And I mentioned to her about being, and it's funny, she always gloats, this 93-year-old, and she talks about her husband, her dead husband. She's widowed. And he was also widowed. And then they got together.
Hopefully she only gloats about the pumpings he gave while alive.
Well, she would just talk about, you know, how popular he was. And I guess he worked, he was an attorney, and he had offices at the White House.
Uh-huh.
And they would
so
throw
she was
these...
bragging about how alpha he was in a way.
Kind of. And I'm thinking, here you've got this nice this guy for 91 is pretty darn good looking.
Uh-huh.
And he's tall, and you know, he's very polished, and he's very funny, and you know.
He and Woodrow Wilson once murdered a colored girl together.
Actually, the ex-husband did a lot with, I think, Gerald Ford.
Nice.
they were like bunk buddies
GF.
Or something.
Yeah. Two mentions in 20 minutes on this show. We keep it timely.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyhow, your mom said something about, you know, his need to get some or whatever. And I said, you know, it's funny you say that because his wife, her agility.
That's the last person he'd want to get some from. That's what's funny. That's a woman's mind right there. Oh, he wanted sex, so he got married.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. I wanted to eat, so I bought a restaurant and then put it behind glass.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. What a comprehensive. They have no. Any woman
true.
In an extended relationship has the most outlandish idea. I don't think my girlfriend's seen my penis in a month. She'll be like, what are you talking about? We just had sex. By who? By the standards of the cosmos, yes. We've had sex like.
But it's funny because this woman, she's so forgetful. So I cooked dinner and I made this, you know, me with my food presentations and everything. And she was just ranting and raving about how beautiful it was. And she was like, now what's in this salad? And basically, you know, I say, oh, lettuce, tomato, onion, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 seconds later, she'd be like, oh, this salad is glorious. It reminds
what's
me of
what's in it?
And she just kept on. And so I said, for him, maybe it was the head because he could just say, hey, you haven't polished my knob. And she'd be like, oh, Monday Night Football, polish your knob. I'll
That'd
get
be
right
great.
To
He just plays like this Dolphins game from 87 on the VCR over and over. Is that Dan Marino ever going to win the Super Bowl?
Never.
Maybe this year.
That's right. And your mom thought that was hilarious. She just thought that was the greatest thing ever. Just infinity head.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just like,
I actually cannot
having this
fathom
fellatio conversation with your mother.
Yeah. Like as much as I can't really picture her having sex.
Yeah.
Giving head, I really. Just
no. I mean, I can see her doing it
at gunpoint.
She's attractive. I mean, for 70, I mean, you guys, oh, yeah. You talk about her so like she's this haggard, miserly bridge troll. Eat this taco.
She raised us to be
powers.
Hateful,
Do you
horrible,
have an
critical people. And now she reaps what she sows. But yes, for 70, she's Christy Brinkley.
No, I mean, yeah, she's really, and people don't. Honestly, anytime that I've been out with her in public, people don't believe she's her
no,
age.
She looks like late 50s or
yeah.
something. She
yeah.
ages like a black person. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good. So, I mean, she could be polishing some knobs. And she's got those big, beautiful lips that you have, too. that her mom used to pick on her for.
We can move on.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm just saying, that's crazy. Anyhow. So there's a lot of wife swapping. So I think things really do pick up at 80. That's.
Do you want them to?
I mean, you don't want
I want God to come into my soul at that age and make
you
me
say
not want
that
sex.
Now, but on the inside, your insides don't age. You still feel
I know,
25.
Which means at 80, I'll want to put it to 21-year-olds.
Yeah, okay, so.
So I'll pay a lot to do that. That's all I'll do. I'll just,
but have
I'm
you
not
seen...
going to be the guy that bank, because I know that retirement communities yeah. are just like one big key party.
Yeah.
There's even a Bob's Burgers about it, so yeah. you know it has to be true. I just buy hookers. Yeah. I would just get the one chick who has like weird, not even daddy issues, granddaddy
yeah.
issues.
Yeah.
And would bang me. And I'd be like, this is amazing. This is the best thing ever. Why would, when a chick spreads her vag.
Yes.
And it looks like you're opening King Tut's tomb. Like, it's just spider webs. It's like something out of Raiders from the Lost Ark.
But isn't
the dirt
whole,
falls from the ceiling.
Isn't the whole thing behind the tomb is that it's beautiful and they get buried with their very favorite possessions. And so, isn't
do
it like a
corner? Do you know what old vaginas do?
They're like the cheap coffins, is what you're saying.
There's words like vaginal prolapse.
It's prolapse, yeah. I mean...
It and just falls out.
Yeah. Your uterus falls out.
Yeah. It looks like a bloodhound's mouth. It's just like.
Oh, gosh. And your rectum can fall out. But that can happen to you.
Yeah. Like if you take a hot dog and you just chop off the end and then you press with your index finger on the other end and the skin just peels back and the hot dog falls out and you just got this floppy inside out skin. That's what it looks like.
So
why would you want to deal with that?
You've only I've seen them.
I have the internet. I've seen things.
I've seen them in real life.
You Lots. Told me about that.
Lots. Not just that story. That was somebody's prolapsed rectum. And that was more than just a peel back.
It looks like the fly when he sends the baboon through and things don't turn out right.
It's just not good.
And you just see the red smash against the wall of the telepod.
Now, the one lady, right. She had one that kind of looked like a dog's lipstick. It was like fire engine red. It just came out and would go back in. So when... Because you know what you have to do when you put someone on the commode who can't stand for themselves and you need to clean their bottom, what you do is you take the bucket off and you put it on the floor. You know, see what I'm saying? And a lot of the old ones, now they make them so they pull out and on like a drawer where you can do that. But years ago, it was a bucket and then they put a toilet seat on top of it. And then how do you clean their bottom and lift them up and all that? So you would put the bucket on the floor, they would go to the bathroom, and then you could clean their bottom because it's just a toilet seat, you see? And so you'd have to check to see if they're done or if they're brown capping or just check the level of activity. See,
I don't get that. Like, I honestly
see if the bucket's ready to cradle their leavings.
What you do, as much as I make fun of it,
yeah,
it's Christ-like.
I've heard
like
that
you
lot.
Know how I take care of my car and yeah. I do everything I can to keep it yeah. together.
Yes,
I can't do that with humans.
You say that, but when it's someone that you care for, I think you can. I think you
if
can
a person like that were my car,
yeah,
I would drive it into the middle of the Mojave. And then I'd put a 50 caliber round right through the engine block, and I'd say, here you stay, old friend.
So you're going to be like, so I did this job in Arlington, and this woman, when I walked in, she just looked like a skeleton. It just looked like a skeleton with some blonde hair on it. She is 66. She's been dying of pancreatic cancer for 2.5 years, which is unheard of.
But
you
she's
don't
a blonde, hubba hubba.
I think she was a redhead in the day.
Why would that is the wrong direction for dying. That is the wrong direction. Why?
I'm just saying. But anyhow, she.
That's like the breast reduction of dye jobs. No.
So she. It was really exceptionally tough. Anyhow, her brother comes in from out of town. And he visits from New York. His daughter had just gotten married. And this woman, she was there visiting and hoping to, you know, visit through the wedding.
Steal the new blood's pancreas? What?
No. Anyhow, but she wound up getting sick right before the wedding and had to come home to the hospital on a Sunday. And the wedding was on a Monday or something crazy. I don't know. But Tuesday. Anyhow, so we left there and I was there on a Wednesday. And he had traveled from upstate New York, which is about 6 hours. And the whole time, while his sister is dying, she is 5'7", weighs 80 pounds. Okay? That is...
Nice body. See, women? You can be that thin.
It was awful.
I felt like a real pig because last week I was bashing the chick in the All About the Bass video.
Yeah.
And she's like, we don't need any of that Photoshop beauty standards. How tall again and how heavy?
I'm not going to say that.
5'7", 80 something.
It's not good. It's horrible.
I don't like the non-round numbers. If she could get it down to right at 80, that'd be perfect.
Anyhow, the brother just sat there and complained about how tired he was and how he had to put
certainly
on...
not from carrying her.
Or caring at all. No caring. No caring. Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, this guy's just a douchebag. And so...
But I mean... Couldn't she have waited a couple of weeks? She's already had the cancer 2.5 years.
Can you
try to see it from his perspective?
I know. It was terribly inconvenient after he just put on a wedding and the reception was on his property. And he's exhausted, basically. So
a lot on his plate.
He goes to
leave. His sister's dying of cancer, for God's sake.
He left. He didn't even stay. They say on Sunday they gave her days to live. This was on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said...
Days, Allison. So don't make it sound like he's the bad guy for leaving for a day.
No, he's going back to New York. Like, why wouldn't he stick around?
Well, that's enough time
she's
to set
dead
up the Skype
now.
Camera.
The moral of the story, she's dead now. Like, she's not hanging out for years. She is dead. And he was leaving that day.
Wow, way to bum things out. Yeah. This is a comedy show. Do I have to remind you?
He goes to Trader Joe's, and I said, hey, while you're going over there, your sister, she's been drinking this sparkling water, but since all of these people are coming in and visiting and kind of holding vigil and everything, people have been drinking this sparkling water. Since you're going there, you might want to pick up some more sparkling water, maybe some lemons, some limes, and maybe a little thing of pudding or whatever.
If you could name the brand,
right,
we could get an advertiser, which, listen. By the way, Papa's Basement, open for business.
Right. Anyhow, he goes there. He gets the water. He comes back and he tells the daughters, who are tearful and crying because their mom is dying and this is difficult and she'd been putting up such a fight and everything. Anyhow, he comes back and he goes, I'm not going to. Don't worry. No charge for these. 5 bottles of sparkling water.
No charge to his sister.
That's right. These are on me.
Good for him.
What a douchebag. What a rat.
That is the cheapest thing I've maybe ever heard.
So, and his sister's sitting right there, dying, right there. Like, just you can see her, you know, in the doorway. I just thought, oh, this is horrible. Like, this is, what a douchebag. Like, go back to New York. We don't need you. Oh, but he made sure that he got his wine because they can't get it for this price here, you know, back in New York.
His persuasion, is it what I'm tiptoeing toward?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and he's a professor. He lives on Seneca Lake, and he's got a nice property and a nice house.
Just a cold Anglo man?
Yeah, very cold.
Okay. It's
horrible.
Right
horrible,
on.
Horrible. Like, what is wrong with people? On the upside of this story is we should all be so lucky to have a boyfriend like this woman has. She's been with this guy. His name is Joe.
Pancreas girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, the dying woman. She's young. She's 66. And so her boyfriend is right around there as well.
Uh-huh.
And
still a virile young buck.
He's actually a very nice looking man. Very nice looking. Very smart.
Sexy.
And very, very doting.
Is he handy like the other one?
He's very handy.
Where are you getting all these bachelors? Why haven't you started a website to pimp them out?
Well, anyhow, he's a very nice guy. And so we should all be so lucky to find someone, to find our Joes in life, you know? He's a really stand-up guy. So he was there. He was giving her medicine, doing her treatments. And so, anyhow. And you're still glued to your phone, which you say you never are, but thankfully we have this camera. So.
They can't tell.
Where do you see my phone?
It cuts me off right at my teats. They can't tell that I'm texting. They don't know that I'm bottomless. Just like that old congressman.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, when he said that, he was like, oh, I'm Congressman such and such. I was like, oh, Nurse Frank here.
People are actually watching live, by the way.
Oh, great. That's good.
Why, we have Mr. at Grunk. G-R-O-O-N-K, and good old Dawn Marie at Electra_DMH.
Good to have you.
Not one, two.
How about that? Well, they're the only two that are telling us. Or do you see, actually, who's logged in?
I don't like to check how many are watching live. That would just make me
well,
sad.
Well, it's our first go of it. And you
one
didn't...
viewer currently. Why'd you make me look? Why?
But you didn't prime the audience. They weren't knowing to expect this.
Yeah, and it's 5:19 on a Monday, so everyone on the East Coast is going home. But I think if we do this at noon on a weekday, we could get upwards of 3-4 viewers.
Sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Sky's the limit. Sparkling water.
Uh-oh, if I do this, I hope they're not seeing the little balding patch right here.
You've been treating it. You've been going bald for how long have I known you? Like 10 years?
Hyman Roth's been dying of the same heart attack for 20 years, yeah. Allison.
Actually, that's what like this woman.
No, this, I've been on pills for 7 years now, I think, to keep this intact.
Yeah.
I mean, for 7 years, that's almost a decade, dude.
Yeah.
And like I still look like I have hair. Not bad, right?
I guess.
I mean, I'll get ball cancer at age 42, but...
Well, they're all hanging and getting peed on, so...
Yeah. Oh, they just... Ugh. Horrible. Horrible what I do to them.
So, this is the moral of the story is you should really love your girlfriend. Yeah.
Because she'll get pancreatic cancer otherwise, like Michael Landon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, poor Michael Landon.
I know.
What a winner. He was a nice guy. He seemed like a nice
Was
guy.
He?
I didn't know him personally.
Can we have him on the show?
Yeah.
Why is your phone making noise right now?
Why is yours just bent on? I don't know.
Yeah, here's the difference. Yeah. Mine isn't picked up on the mics. Why does yours make noise?
You always act
don't
like
Don't you
that.
Just have a mute switch on it?
Yeah,
Do you not have the iPhone?
But I was jamming out, so.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You had What was your little Irish folk singer you were getting your soaked clam onto?
No, I mean, I really wasn't getting my clam soaked.
Yeah, you were. You're like, this song's about banging. This song's about dirty sex, John. But what was it? It was like, what's his name? Lorza? Uzo? What is it?
With an H.
Yeah, no. What was his?
H-O-Z-I-E-R.
Lorzo? Hold on. I have it in my wiki if you're not going to help me.
Yeah.
While I'm playing Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Hozier.
Yeah.
Hozier. H-O-Z-I-E-R.
Yeah, someone sent me a text yesterday and said, have you heard this song, Take
Some
Me to Church?
Mick. Talking about banging. Yeah, they're a people known for their sexual prowess.
Anyhow, he said, have you heard this song? And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, you should listen to it. It reminds me of you. And then I did listen to it, and maybe the first, you know, four or five lines or something.
What, is it a song about sticking your Irish curse in a woman during Lent?
But then it goes off into this dirty, dirty metaphor, and it's really, but now I think it's my jam. It's actually a pretty good song.
It is.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Take Me to Church.
Take Me to Church, yeah. By Hauser.
Right, and it comes with that corned beef special. And here, let's talk about our pickle sponsors.
You know what a Hauser is, Frank?
Was that your William impression of...
Yeah, that was my Will doing an impression of Tony Montana. Yeah. Pig that don't fly straight.
Oh, goodness gracious. So there you have it.
Yeah.
The whole enchilada. Yep. So what do you have over there?
I got a lot.
Okay.
We actually, because you gave me that whole bonus segment about, we found all the comedy we could in an old man waking up in a puddle of his own blood.
And the pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. And it was
but
like
he found love.
38 minutes worth.
Again, when he was 80. They were both widowed and they got together. But what I found out today in the hospital is that Helen, his wife, was dating someone named Tom. And she'd been dating this guy for a while. And then she went to Florida.
This is a segment interesting only to very old women. I'm just telling you that now. And Tom had been with Denise. And Denise was his mother's name.
But he...
Hard candy?
They'd been together for years. And she dumped him for the dentist.
Okay.
How about that? That's pretty good.
Sure. It's great.
Oh, golly, Ned. All right, so what do you got?
We could do the rest of the show about a couple surprises I found on Netflix lately.
Oh, boo. They're not good.
I'm going to have to fight you to the death on that.
All right, well, whatever.
Star Trek in the, something time. I forget what time episode it's called, but the one where, you know, they parodied in Cable Guy.
Okay.
Kirk and Spock have their double-sided weapons that they're going for. Amok time.
I gotcha.
Just takes my brain a second.
All right.
You and I really got into it about a movie that's currently on Netflix.
Yeah, and it sucks.
That I cannot sing the praises of highly enough.
Yeah, okay. Well, you liked Gravity, too. Boo-hoo. Whoop-dee-dee.
Oh, yeah. You know, it only has like a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes and got the, what is it? The Oscar for things? Yes. That.
It didn't win.
She got one, right?
I don't think so.
It got some Oscars for something.
Yeah, probably for film editing.
And for inserting that frog in the water right at the end. Best digital effects.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, because the metaphor for being reborn.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so deep.
It was subtle, too. But who cares? It was a great movie.
Awful.
You saying you don't like Gravity is being like, who can trust your taste? You were a fan of Godfather 1 and 2.
That's true.
The film in question is Jack Reacher.
The thing is,
and before you hit the stop button, which you did 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I loved it. I really loved it. And I'm not a Tom Cruise fan.
It was a little bit hokey. I remember that. It was a little bit schmaltzy and he can get out of any situation. And
yes.
He's got judo chops and all this. And there's a tub scene. And
there's a blonde with Biggins.
I don't remember.
But
that.
Like a tasteful blonde with tasteful Biggins.
But it did have a few couple good one-liners, I think.
You've just described a movie that every man wants to go out and see.
Because it's got jugs and action.
They're not bared. I don't want to get people's hopes up.
Yeah.
You don't see
them come
out to play.
I don't remember any nudity.
Nah, at least not the good
kind. I really wanted it to be good, which is why I saw it at the theater. But it really was not that good. I mean, it was okay.
See,
I think the way you're giving it glowing reviews is because you saw it for free while you're just...
Which is how every movie should be seen, by the way.
No.
I haven't gone to see a single movie in the theater this season. I couldn't be happier.
But I enjoy the whole movie atmosphere.
I used to.
Screen.
I can't anymore. I can't because they F you coming and going, like especially at that Fairfax corner where it's like, oh, I know it's 11 a.m., but you randomly wound up in the director's hall, so your ticket's $15. Get the F out, man. Really. I can't take that. Oh, this is the surprise reason we're charging you four extra.
Yeah.
But
then when you do that, then you get to poop in a velvet box.
That's true.
held by
a man wearing white gloves.
So it's
which is also how you're wiped.
It's totally good.
He's just like the Dutch boy plugging the dike. He goes,
yep.
And then he pulls it out.
But not for you, because he has to use every finger of the glove because so many rewipes.
Oh, with me, he's pulling out that bib, that conductor's bib, and he's just smearing that up and down.
He's using the cummerbund like floss.
Exactly. Like a sumo's wrap, really.
With soap.
It's like Jesus working his bowling ball in Lebowski.
Oh, golly, Ned. This is horrible. Jack Reacher sucks butt. So.
No, Jack Reacher.
It's not
for
that
those
good.
Unfamiliar, Tom yeah. Cruise plays...
If you are bored and it's the choice of Jack Reacher or The
pancreatic
Leftovers...
Pancreatic cancer.
Or pancreatic cancer or The Leftovers, Jack Reacher is cream of the crop. Okay, but if you're going to put Jack Reacher up against The Godfather or Rocky IV with the Russian, it's just not going to stand.
This is where I lose my man points, because let's be honest with each other, guys. Rocky IV sucks.
I love Rocky IV.
Every other guy says they love it. It's a piece of crap.
Oh, man. Anytime that's on, I can just watch it through to the end. I don't know why.
I know, because it's a happy childhood memory for you. For my money, the first and last Rocky is the only really good ones.
I did like the last one. I mean, 1 through 4, I can...
Back to Reacher.
Yeah.
Shall we?
It's not good.
No. Tom Cruise plays military police.
Yeah.
And it is everything you've ever loved.
It isn't.
About
his,
every 80s
reason,
action movie.
But the
Commando,
reason...
all that junk.
I found out later that it was done by his own production company
or whatever. Yeah, it was like Tom Cruise Productions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who cares? He looked awesome in it. And
he looked amazing.
Not a big Tom Cruise fan at all.
I am not a big Tom Cruise fan either. And actually, I did really like him in The Last Mission Impossible, and I did like that movie.
But this whole movie is him cracking a case that involves a sniper.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Not good.
And there's a blonde with big jugs.
Yeah, and they're in a construction site, and it's rainy and muddy. And
it's great.
Awful.
No. And there's an evil guy played by Werner Herzog, the director.
Yeah.
And he's so evil that he had to eat his own fingers off to stop the frostbite when he was in the gulags back in the day.
Yeah.
And then he has one of his henchmen.
You say it again, like you can relate.
This is such a classic movie done so 80s that this guy is henchman.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you eat your hand off, I let you live. And the guy's just sitting there with his hand in his mouth for like 45 seconds like, I can't do it. And then he gets shot.
Yeah.
There's so many classic moments like that. It is everything you've ever loved about Commando.
Yeah. Or it sucks. And I love action movies, so don't get me wrong. Like, I just do. There's a lot
of... There's a Red Dawn thing going, except no Russians are coming to take over. There's no Wolverines. No one gets raped in the ass. No one's forced to eat a bomb.
I mean, I like some superhero movies. I like these other things. I don't mind a blockbuster. I like the first Transformers movie. Whatever. And you can do that, and you think, hey, this is fun, and they're supposed to get out. It's like Buck Rogers, and they named the show, okay, so it's about Jack Reacher, and he's going to live, and he's going to save the day. All right, we get it. But it was just not my thing.
It was everything like a dumb action. You know what it really...
A lot of times you're on point, and this is...
It was really well done in the way, like, the Expendables wanted to be.
The problem
and
is...
And that bullet in the head. Like, you know how the last couple of years, especially Stallone...
Yeah.
Has been making all of these quote-unquote homage to 80s action films.
Yeah.
And they're just, I'm sorry, again, they're not that great. Like, if you really try to be dumb about it, you're like, yeah, The Expendables 2 was great. Like,
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix, and this is what pokes a hole in your argument. It took me 2 months to get through it on Netflix. Like, I did it in little 20-minute stints.
But did you see the first one, and did you like
it? Yeah, I saw that one. I liked it a little more, but it was not good.
Yeah.
There's like... Jerry and Carly, God bless them, my good friends, they won't shut up about Expendables 2, because there's a scene where Van Damme has a captive, and he gets one of his henchmen to hold a knife against the captive's solar plexus, and then he does a spin kick and drives the knife right into the guy's chest, and that's like the big scene. And if you want to be dumb as hell about it, yeah, I guess that was great, but really it was stupid. Jack Reacher is filled, for my money, with... No such scene where you have to arrest your intellect to enjoy some big thrills.
Well, the nice thing about that, too, is that Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts.
Yeah, and he's driving like a Camaro around. It's all big muscle car stuff. It's awesome. It's great. All it needed was nudity.
Dear Tom Cruise.
Exactly. Why wasn't your penis visible? How did you know
Could
exactly
you not
whose
pull
nudity
a kite
I wanted?
Tell?
Yeah, exactly. I just want you crying in church.
I want to see your dick.
With your puffy belly, yeah, and your completely flaccid penis.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, his poolockies everywhere.
I give Jack Reacher 5 thumbs up. And I know I watched it from 2 to 4 a.m. because I drank too much coffee and I couldn't
all
sleep.
All 5 thumbs out of your behind, so it doesn't
count. They all
count.
Smell lovely because that butler did a great job wiping me.
Oh, golly. I give it a thumbs down.
Well, you're a buffoon, and it's my show.
I do think he's in great shape, and I do
Oh, yeah,
think...
he's shirtless in a couple scenes, and I'm like, I've never looked that way, and I'm 20 years younger.
Yeah,
I will play to Xenu,
old.
And I'll put my hands on the spectrometer or whatever the hell he does.
Neither one of us is even fit to play Zach Galifianakis.
Exactly. Exactly. I would need 20 pounds... And a baby in a sling.
Oh, golly. Yep. So, there you have it.
But that movie was tight. I'm sorry you're too dumb to appreciate it.
It wasn't good.
Maybe you can talk about true love and pancreatic cancer and write Notebook 17. But...
I hated that movie. Awful. And it came on the other day on TV, and it was playing, and I...
Was it the Rachel McAdams nude scene?
There was none.
Okay. Real fast before we get to what else is on Netflix.
Yeah.
There is, I thought, and I'm not saying this as a debate point. Like, I want people to actually correct me on this if I'm wrong.
Yeah, which you are.
When she gets it pumped up against the wall.
Yeah.
Which is actually how it says it in the script, by the way. Like, it has little gilded roses. And it's like, scene, Rachel McAdams gets it pumped out.
Yeah.
But she gets banged against the wall by Noah. Like, yeah. After they've rediscovered each other or whatever.
I can't believe you know these people's names.
It's Noah and Ginny. Who's the girl? I don't know. Allie. I do remember, I guess. It's Noah and Allie. Is it? I know the Noah. I think it's
Why?
Allie.
This
Ginny,
is
Allie, something like that. Roxy, like my cat. I don't know.
This is a horrible movie.
But I'm really sure you see, like, it's shadowy.
Yeah.
But I think you see him, like, straight up.
I don't know.
Straight up, you'll see them.
It's probably not even her. So what else is good? What is actually good on Netflix?
Okay, Flight. Denzel, I believe Robert Zemeckis, directing his first movie in like 20 years.
This is, that got good reviews.
It got great reviews.
Yeah.
It's about Denzel plays a pilot.
Yeah, with a drinking problem.
Oh, he's all boozy. He's coked out of his brains.
Oh, nice.
And he's flying this plane like a madman at the beginning.
Well, don't spoil it.
Okay, well,
yeah.
This happens in the first 10 minutes. I don't
know
if you can call it a spoiler.
No, I remember it's
the
boozy.
Plane goes to hell. Like, yeah. Every mechanical failure possible occurs.
Yeah.
And he miraculously lands it, losing only 6 people out of 100.
Yeah.
And then they do blood work, and it's like, was there a drug you weren't on when you did this?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's...
Is it based on a true story?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Hold on. Can you be funny for like 30 seconds? Because I need to check if Robert Zemeckis is the guy that did Twilight Zone movie.
What Twilight Zone movie? Is it new?
No. Okay. I could be wrong on this. I thought Robert Zemeckis tapped out of live movie directing because like in 88, he was directing the Twilight Zone movie. and I'm going to screw up the names here. It was either Vic Morrow or Vic Tayback. It was one of Vic's and like these 2 6-year-olds he imported from Vietnam. And there's a scene where a chopper crashes on set. It was just supposed to be getting quote unquote shot at, and the pyrotechnics were too close to it.
Yeah.
And it causes the chopper to crash, and there's footage of this actually existing, and the blades just chop these 3 people in half. And it was on Zemeckis' watch. I really wish we could fact check this one. All that's wrong about that is it might not be Zemeckis. And I thought that's why he left live directing for like 25 years, because California looked into it, and there's like child labor laws, and he
you
had
don't
these
even
two
smoke
kids.
Pot. That's what's funny about this.
What? That's funny.
Because your memory.
Nothing's funny. It's a show, you know. I love how I'm pulling the most esoteric thing possible out of my ass, and I had the director's name wrong, possibly, and you're acting like I can't get 2 + 2 right now.
Because that's what it seems like.
Do you want to look it up? I'll look it up right now.
Okay.
You give me 2 seconds. Can you buy me a minute?
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to buy you a minute with?
I don't just soft shoe. I don't care. Do something.
Oh, I haven't seen anything new on Netflix. If we're talking about the Netflix, I finished Orange is the New Black. That's it.
John Landis. Never mind. John Landis is the one that killed everyone. Vic Morrow was the guy, though.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. So John Landis killed a bunch of people indirectly.
I tried to watch a documentary on the one that Charlize Theron played.
Monster.
Yeah. What's the real killer? I watched part of the documentary.
Oh, the Aeon Flux documentary.
What is it?
It's another movie she was in.
Oh, but... Oh,
it was
I saw
the one
that at the
after
gym,
Monster.
And that's horrible.
I love it when they get to do their superhero cash-in the same way I think Halle Berry got porked out by Billy Bob on Monster's Ball. And then it's
gross.
Like, your next gig, Catwoman. But, okay, we can go back to Flight.
Yeah.
It starts with, do you know the Latin broad from My Name is Earl?
No.
She really was kind of forgotten by me. She starts this movie so nude.
Okay.
Denzel gave it to her the night before.
Yeah.
And I was going to do a race mixing joke there, but that's just hurtful.
Okay.
Everyone can love everyone.
Yeah.
On Papa's Basement.
Chocolate and cinnamon go well together.
There you go.
Yeah.
She could not be more naked. Like, I mean, for a chick that you saw on a sitcom for 5 years, it ain't just her jugs.
Right.
And it ain't just the chi-chi.
Pundenda.
Yeah. I mean, it's all of it. Like, her in garters, walking towards the camera, walking away.
Wow.
It's pretty. I mean, she's like, she might as well climb in the stirrups, man. She is naked.
Okay.
That was like movie triple X. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, good for her, man.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's what people say about you when you're walking around naked. You know what your neighbors, your neighbors are like, oh, man, when he went to get the
paper. Just hear a lot of cracking bone because they're biting their knuckle.
Yeah, that's right.
Like in an 80s sex comedy where the blonde in the bikini walks by and one guy just pulls down his shades and the other goes.
That's right.
That worked because we recorded the show now.
That's right.
And that recording will last forever, by the way.
Oh.
How weird is that? That'll be on the YouTube channel forever.
Will it?
Look up Papa's Basement. I think we might be in Papa's Basement or Papa's Basement on YouTube. You guys do the hard work.
Yeah.
And you can dig that up. But last but not least, I've been watching Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Like I'm into marijuana or something.
Yeah.
Which I'm really not.
No. But your girlfriend likes salad.
She might dabble.
Yeah.
From what I've gathered. I've never seen it or been around it.
Right. That's good. Keep your nose clean.
Yeah, Adventure Time. It's a Cartoon Network show. It's 11 minutes long because they know they're catering to 4-year-olds and stoners.
Yeah. And I've seen a couple
clips. I can't get enough of it.
It can be fun.
The beginning song.
The theme song
is catchy as hell. It's about this little boy who lives in a post-apocalyptic world, and he has a dog that shifts shapes, and it's voiced by the guy who does Bender from Futurama.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's funny. And then there's a character who, you remember the little mulatto girl from Love Actually. Biracial would be the politically correct term.
Yeah.
The one that sings at the end.
Yeah.
So, all I want for Christmas.
No.
Just like that. Perfectly. On tone.
Okay.
I could have harmonized for her. She's all grown up now. She does one of the voices on it.
Yeah.
It's cuckoo bananas.
All right.
I love it.
All right. I think that's a winner. I'll give that one a thumbs up.
Please do. And especially if you have kids to entertain, they'll think you're the coolest for knowing what Adventure Time is.
Well, I've seen a couple clips. The Alamo Draft House, they show old.
This is what I've heard. They put it like as a preview almost, right? Like before the movie?
It depends. They do it with related things. So like
in between footage of what our boys are doing to the Japs?
That's right.
Okay.
And how to cover for bombs. How to build a bomb shelter. And where to get your rations. I don't know.
Right, we get it. World War II jokes.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I guess.
Want to talk about cancer some more?
No, we're out. We can punch out. I think we're done. That segment died a horrible death.
I mean, it's all right.
It's Adventure Time.
I think they should check out Flight, and they should check out Adventure Time. They can.
If they want movies, I'm just saying.
If they're looking to watch The Leftovers, watch Jack Reacher instead.
I haven't watched actual movies on Netflix
yeah.
in years.
Yeah.
Like, I see it, and I'm like, it's like when you put a DVD in the Xbox. You're you know like, what wait, I watched we on can the- still use these things? It does that?
I did House of Cards, Orange is the New Black.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone has shows
me.
Now.
Yeah. Rescue Me. And I tried to watch that. Oh, Warnos. Something Warnos.
Warnos?
That's what her name. Warnos.
Warnos?
That's her. That's serial killer's last name. That Charlize Theron.
Just call it Monster. That's what we all know.
Okay. So that. And I tried to watch it, but it was put together so poorly. It's a dud. And now I was watching the Tonya Harding thing.
Oh, the 30 for 30 with Tonya Harding?
No.
Like 20 years later?
I mean, it just goes through the whole thing with Nancy Kerrigan and all
yeah,
that.
I think it's a 30 for 30 done by ESPN with Tonya Harding.
It is tough to watch.
And she looks like Dave Mustaine from Megadeth now. It's horrible.
It's really bad. It's really, really a tough watch. Well, it's put together much better than the previous one I mentioned. So the editing and all that and the narration.
The entire time you see that face, you're just like, where's your John Deere hat?
You piece
of disgusting white trash.
And the thing about it is they keep talking about her appearance and how when they do the interviews with the people and they were like, yeah, she was not a flower. And when
exactly.
we saw her up on the podium,
they're
like she
looked like
won.
A linebacker
yeah.
was on skates.
And they were like, one of these things is not like the others.
Yeah, so you feel bad making fun of her.
Yeah.
And especially because you look at Nancy
she's got
Kerrigan.
Talent. Yeah.
Nancy hasn't aged, man. And you know, I love yeah. to bash people and drag them yeah. in the mud. I'm yeah. a pig, a misogynist, whatever.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Well, they tried to compare the two, saying that Nancy Kerrigan was also...
It's like Tanya's done the aging for both of them.
But they tried to say that Nancy Kerrigan was the same. Like, she was kind of tomboyish, and she was kind of rough. But she took the...
She grew out of it?
No, she just took the lead of the stylists and those professionals in that to kind of groom her, whereas... Tonya Harding said, no dice.
Yeah, she used that mane and hair, the shampoo for horse and man.
And they tried to talk her out of it, and they said, you know, whether...
Is it mane and tail? I forget what it's called.
That's right. That's correct. But yeah, so it was kind of fascinating, but I haven't finished. I fell asleep. I guess I'm old.
Sounded riveted.
Anyhow.
All right, let's punch out.
All right.
We have a whole other show to do. Aren't you pumped?
Ooh, I'm pumped.
I am.
Wicked
oh, God,
pumped.
Make it end.
Super pumped.
All right, everybody. That was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. Like, I almost screwed up the name of the show.
Yeah.
It was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio.
Oh.
She's okay. Allison Frank. You want to tweet me? It's at Papa's Basement. Same for Instagram. You want to get a hold of her on either of those delightful services, at Allison Frank, Allis0N. Underscore Frank. No, just Allison Frank.
Yeah.
I added the underscore. I like that. No underscore, folks. In papasbasement.com, show's website. We do two episodes a week, so go there for that as well as my writing. If you use iTunes or Stitcher to subscribe to podcasts, please, please, please subscribe to Papa's Basement using that, either of those. In papasbasement.com/iTunes and in papasbasement.com/Stitcher. We'll give you all the subscription info that you need. Leave us a review. Give us, I don't know, 4 to 5 stars. Say room for improvement, but still good if you give us 4. And, yeah, you know, it'll bring the show right to your device, your device of choice. All right, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.